Page 187. When does it lead to a transformation or conversion to a different kind of faith, and when does it lead to more enduring withdrawal from spiritual pursuits? Do such changes in spirituality have relevance for health outcomes? If so, is the level of integration and personal comfort with these spiritual changes more important than the direction of the changes, that is, toward or away from spiritual involvement? For which individuals are relationships between faith and health most important? The current oncology literature provides few clues. In general, levels of religious commitment and religious coping are higher among members of ethnic minority groups, the elderly, women, and individuals with less education and fewer economic resources. Gallup, 1990. Pargament, 1997. In studies of cancer patients, links between faith and health appear to be stronger among minority groups. For example, Culver et al., 1999. Fetter and Maley, 1999. We know less about the potential influence of other characteristics, such as disease severity and phase of treatment. Another area that has received little attention is the social or family context of religious coping. Only a few studies have examined